AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says the U.S. is talking with an Iranian leader about an end to the war.
We're giving it 5 days, and then we're going to see where that takes us. And I would say at the end of this period, I think it could very well end up being a very good deal.
John Gambrell has more.
Trump had set a 48-hour deadline to allow shipping through the Strait of Hormuz that would have expired midnight GMT Tuesday. Now, Iran hasn't acknowledged any discussions between the two countries. We've had Iranian state television describing Trump as having backed down to the Iranians.
Still, talk of ending the war was met with some relief in financial markets. Oil prices fell, Brent crude settling below $100 per barrel. That boosted stocks. The S&P climbed 1.1%, while the Dow and the Nasdaq each added about 1.4%. In other news, the Supreme Court's conservative majority sounded skeptical of state laws that allow the counting of late-arriving mail ballots. Ed Donahue has details.
The court heard arguments in a case from Mississippi pitting the state against the Trump administration. It's over whether federal law sets a single election day that requires ballots to be both cast by voters and received by state officials. Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart wondered what is wrong with late-arriving ballots.
They've sounded the anti-fraud theme. They haven't cited a single example of fraud from post-election day ballot receipt in this century.
Justice Neil Gorsuch was concerned about very late arriving ballots.
By any means, and by any date, up until the next Congress meets, a state can receive ballots.
A ruling is expected in June. If late arriving ballot counting is barred, it would send officials scrambling in 14 states and D.C. to change the rules. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In California, a civil jury's found Bill Cosby liable for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 1972. This is AP News. A big weekend for college basketball. Gethin Kulbaugh highlights the men's bracket.
Defending champion Florida became the first number one seed to lose in this year's NCAA tournament following a 73-72 second-round upset win by ninth-seeded Iowa. Alvaro Fulgaris hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 4.5 seconds left for coach Ben McCollum's team.
Didn't hit anything but net, and it was surreal. It was like, oh my gosh, he just made that.
Fifth-seeded St. John's is also headed to its first Sweet 16 since 1999 after Dylan Darling's buzzer-beating layup to upset four-seeded Kansas 67-65. No perfect men's NCAA tournament brackets remain among the millions of entries in the ESPN Bracket Challenge and in contests tracked on the NCAA's official website. The end came when number 6 Tennessee beat number 3 seed Virginia in the 44th game of the tournament. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.